Those who have ever worked with 2x4 lumber know the challenge of selecting a straight piece of wood. The pile of crooked rejects at the local lumber yard is evidence of wood's natural tendency to warp with moisture loss or absorption. Though never mentioned in the Bible, have you ever heard the legend of the dogwood tree? A tale of a once tall, strong dogwood, selected for the cross of Jesus' crucifixion. The story has Jesus cursing the dogwood to be forever small, crooked, and twisted, never again to be used for such a purpose. Now blossoming during the Easter season, four-petal flowers are shaped like a cross, some containing red-tipped notches, symbolizing the nail marks of the crucifixion. Is the natural warping of wood analogous to the natural twisting and turning we do, straying from the straight and narrow guidelines God provides? Why do we find it more attractive to follow a different path? Why do we stray off into darkness when the light shines a safe path for us? Power, fame, control, independence? The independence God grants, allowing us to choose the path we follow, the leaders we follow, the choices we make? To reduce warping, lumber is often kiln-dried or seasoned in an oven. To remove moisture, attempting to produce straight pieces that will remain straight. What keeps you on the straight path? Is it oven-like heat? The threat of punishment? Fear of being discovered? Or does an ongoing relationship with Jesus point you in a direction of confidence, hope, and contentment? Contentment lasting beyond 2 minutes more.